Okay, today's daf is Zvachim Daf Pei Dalid. We are holding on Daf Pei Gimel on the days, we just learned a brisa. Now, just to be clear, we started a new parak yesterday. We're discussing the concept of a ma'ala lo yered, that certain things that when they go up on the mizbeach, they are not brought down from the mizbeach. So the question is, what exactly is the geder of ma'ala lo yered? Where exactly do we know ma'ala lo yered from, and therefore, what does ma'ala lo yered apply to? Which items that are brought on the mizbeach are not yored from the mizbeach? So we had five different tana'im who weighed in on the issue. We have not yet clarified whether or not these five tanaim disagree with each other in any meaningful way, or whether there are enough gaminas between all five of the shitos, or only two versus three, three versus two. So let's just quickly review. The Gemara is going to clarify all that, but let's just quickly review what those five tanaim were. In the Mishnah, we had three tanaim. We had Rabbi Yeshua, who said that anything that's ra'oi for the ishim, anything that's ra'oi to be brought in the fire, is ma'ala lo yered. And we had the second opinion was Rabbi Gamliel, who said anything that's right from the mizbeach is ma'ala lo yered. And the third idea was Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said that in cases where the zevach is kosher and the nesachim are pasul, and the nesachim are kosher, zevach is pasul, or they're both pasul, the zevach is lo yered, but the nesachim are yerdu. And we explained that Rabbi Shimon holds that the nesachim are yerdu because the nesachim are not the ikur part of a korban on their own. They're not a standalone carbon. Only things that are the ikur part of a carbon on their own would we say im Allah lo yerid. Those were the three opinions in the Mishnah. Then we did a brisa at the end of the day yesterday, where we had two more shitos in Tanaim mentioned. We had Rabbi Yossi Aglili, we had Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi Aglili said that from kolonogeb mizbeach yikdash, I would assume anything that goes on the Mizbeach should be Kadosh, whether it's Ra'ui or not Ra'ui. So that's why the Pasuk tells me that it has to be similar to Kvasim, similar to sheep. That just like Kvasim are Ra'ui, so too anything that's Ra'ui in a similar way to sheep are also Im'ala Lo Yered. Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's not from Kvasim, it's from Ola. That just like an Ola is Ra'ui from the Mizbeach, so too anything that's similar to an Ola, Im'also Lo Tered. We pointed out enough Gemina between Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva is an Olas Mincha. That Olas Ha'of, rather, an Olas Ha'of Psula is the Nafkamina. What if you have a Pasla Olas Ha'of? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's not similar to Kvasim, and therefore shouldn't be subject to him Ola Lo Yered. Whereas according to Rabbi Akiva, it is Ola, and therefore it would be included in the rule of Ma'ala lo yered. So those are the five statements in Tanaim. From here until the Mishnah on Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to go through what the nafkaminas might be between the five different shitos in Tanaim. So we are holding four lines from the bottom of the page. Ma'ika bein hani Tanai lahani Tanai de Masnisin. Once we quote this brisa, so what is the nafkamina between the shitos we quoted in our Mishnah and the shitos that are quoted in the brisa? Is there any nafkamina between them? So Amar of Papa, kamatzim shekichu bekli ika. Nafkamina is if you have kmatzim, kometz of a carbon mincha that has kedusha b'kli, that you were makadesh in a kli shares. That's going to be the nafkamina. Why? The tanai didan lo yerdu. According to the tanaim of our Mishnah, it's not going to be yored. Why is it not going to be yored according to the tanaim of our Mishnah? Because both the first two tanaim of our Mishnah said that anything that's right for the ishim or for the mizbeach, right? Yad Rabbi Yeshua said anything that's right for the ishim, Rabbi Gamliel, anything that's right for the mizbeach. The kmitza of a karban mincha is certainly roi for the ishim and the mizbeach. Rabbi Shimon said anything that's a standalone karban. Karban mincha is a standalone karban. It's not just the nesachim of some other karban. It's a standalone karban. So according to the tanaim of our Mishnah, lo yerdu. The kometz of a karban mincha that was niskadish bekli is certainly subject to this rule of imala lo yered. The tana de masnisa, but according to the tana of the brisa, yerdu. The tanaim in the brisa being Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva would say, well, is a carbon mincha similar to kvasim? Certainly not. Is it similar to ola? Certainly not. So if it doesn't fit those categories, then yerdu, then they would not be included in this rule of imala lo yered. That's the nafkamina between the tanaim, the three tanaim of the Mishnah, and the tanaim of the bright. Actually, the assumption is we're not even bringing Rabbi Shimon into the discussion, but the two primary tanaim of the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva and And the two primary Tanaim of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, versus Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Says the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakish, Mincha haba b'fnei atzma l'divrei kulam lo teired. If you have a mincha that's brought independently, that then everyone would agree, even meaning, when we say l'divrei kulam, we mean the Tanaim of our Mishnah, including Rabbi Shimon, not just the first two shittos, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, but even Rabbi Shimon would agree that if the mincha is not just a tag along with another karban, but it's its own independent karban, then everyone would agree, meaning even Rabbi Shimon, all three tanaim of our Mishnah would agree, im ala lo teired, but l'divrei Rabbi Yossi Aglili Rabbi Akiva teired. According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Rabbi Akiva, it would still be teired because it's a mincha. It's not doma lekeves, nor is it doma la'ola. It's a mincha, and therefore im alsa teired according to them. Good, that's another nafkamina. Next, mincha ba'im azevach. What about a karban mincha that's brought together with a karban? It's brought together with a zevach, with an animal karban. So the divrei Rabbi Gamliel of Rabbi Yeshua lo teired. According to the first two tanaim in our Mishnah, as long as it's something that's ra'i for the ishim, according to Rabbi Yeshua, and according to the ra'i l'mizbech, according to Rabbi Gamliel, so that's it. Then it is included in the rule of the mosa lo teired, so it's lo teired. But l'divrei kulan teired. But according to, when you use the word kulan to mean a lot of different things over here, kulan means everyone who's not mentioned on the other half of the equation, right? So we just said l'divrei Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua, so l'divrei kulan means the other three. The two tanaim of the Braisa and Rabbi Shimon would say that it would be teired. Why? According to Rabbi Shimon, it's not a standalone carbon. It's just an add-on to the zevach, and that's why it's teired. According to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi Aglili, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it's not similar to a keves, and according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not similar to an ola, and therefore it's going to be teired. Next case, nisachim haba'im b'fnei atzman. If you have nisachim that are brought on their own as a their own standalone thing, they're not brought as part of a karban, then l'divrei kulan yerdu. According to kulan, they're going to be yored. Who's kulan? So let's see who's not kulan, and we'll know who kulan is. L'divrei Gamliel Rabbi Shimon lo yerdu. According to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Shimon, it's lo yerdu. So l'divrei kulan means that according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, according to Rabbi Akiva, meaning both tanaim of the Braisa, and even according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's not going to be yored. So why is that? So if you just plug in all the shittos, it makes sense, because in the Sachem that Rabban b'fnei atzman, according to Rabbi Gamliel, what do you need in order for it to be subject to the rule of Mal lo yered? It needs to be ra'oi for the mizbeach. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, it is roi for the mizbeach, and the sachem are poured in the mizbeach, so it's going to be lo yered. According to Rabbi Shimon, it has to be something that's a standalone karban. Well, that's the definition. We said we're talking about in the sachem habayim b'fnei atzman. They are a standalone karban, and therefore they're going to be lo yered. But according to the Tanaim of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says it needs to be similar to a keves. Nesachim are certainly not. Rabbi Kiva says it needs to be similar to an ola. Nesachim are certainly not. Rabbi Yeshua says it needs to be ra'oi li'ishim, ra'oi for the fire. Nesachim are certainly not ra'oi for the fire. They're not meant to be burnt on the fire. And therefore, in their opinion, it's going to be im alu yerdu. They're not going to be included in this rule of im alu lo yerdu. What about nesachim abayim im hazevach? What about nesachim that are brought together with a karban? So then, l'divrei kulan yerdu. Kulan holds, they're going to be yored. Who's kulan? Kulan over here means, as we'll see from the other half of the equation, l'divrei Rabban Gamliel l'chudei lo yerdu. Only Rabban Gamliel is going to say that it's not yored. So kulan means all four other opinions, aside from Rabban Gamliel, would say that it is yored. Why is Rabban Gamliel the exception? Because again, Rabban Gamliel is one that says that it needs to be roi l'mizbeach, and you have roi l'mizbeach. Nesachim that are ba'im azevach are roi from the mizbeach, so therefore it's lo yered. But nobody else's definition, geder of im alu lo yerdu, is met by nesachim that are ba together with the zevach. Rabbi Shimon is certainly not, because it's ba'im azevach, it's not brought on its own. Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not, because the nesachim are never similar to a keves. Rabbi Akiva would say nesachim are never similar to an ola, and Rabbi Shimon would say it's not roi li'ishim, and therefore no one else's geder is met by nesachim that are ba'im azevach. So says Gemara Pshita. What we did is we said a lot of words that could sound confusing, but really it's very straightforward. We have five specific shitos about what the geder is of imalu lo yerdu, and we just plugged in the cases. So the cases are all very clear cut. What did we learn here? What did we learn by plugging in these cases that we didn't know just by reading the Mishnah and the Braisa? So says Gemara Mincha ba b'fneatzmat strichle. No, what we learned by plugging in these cases is that there's such a thing as a mincha ba b'fneatzma, meaning not how it plugs into the shitas and tanaim. That part is obvious, but just to teach us that it exists, that there's such a concept as a mincha ba b'fneatzma. Ukid Rava, which is Rava's chiddush, Tam Rava misnade vada minchas nesachim b'chol yom. Rava holds that a person could be misnadiv, a person could on his own volunteer to donate a minchas nesachim whenever he wants. So that's the idea, that a minchas nesachim could be brought b'fnei atzma. That's the chiddush. The Torah, we don't find in all of Chamisha Chumshei Torah the idea of bringing minchas nesachim unless it's brought together with the zevach. So the chiddush of Rava is certainly a significant chiddush. Now, the way Minchas Nesachim generally works is Minchas Nesachim contains solas, shemen, and yayin. It contains flour, it contains oil, it contains wine. The solas and the shemen, you bowl all together. That's blila, by like any mincha. You take the oil and the flour and you mix them together. And the wine and the solas and the shemen is then burnt on the mizbech. Normally by a korban mincha, you would take the kmitza and the shirayim would be ne'echal. But when you're misnadev, a Minchas Nesachim, or even if you're not misnadev, by a minchas nesachim, where it's not just a straight carbon mincha, but it's a minchas nesachim, you're bringing it as nesachim, you burn the entire thing. The wine is poured into the mizbeach. It's not burnt on the mizbeach, it's poured into the mizbeach. So the idea that the wine and the oil are, the flour and the oil rather, are mixed together like all the other karbanos, but you don't have the dalar avodos, you don't have kmitza, kiddush bekli, meaning the kiddush of the kometz bekli, halacha, haktara, you don't have all of those avodos like you have by the other minchas, and like we said, you don't have shirayim ne'echalim like you would have by the other karbanos mincha. There is machlokas rishonim that when a person is misnadev minchas nesachim, do you need to bring the wine also? I mean, we mentioned that there are three components of minchas nesachim generally when it's brought in mazavach, is the flour, the oil, and the wine. What about when you bring it as a nedava? Is the wine critical when you bring it as a nedava? Rashi Maseches Menachos seems to imply that even when you're misnadiv minchas nesachim, the wine must be brought as well. The Rambam, however, seems to say that no, that you only have to bring the solus and the shemen when you're being misnadiv. You can be misnadiv the solus and the shemen on their own without the wine. The wine is not necessary. So what's the Yisodah Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, whether you need to bring the wine or don't need to bring the wine when you're misnadiv minchas nesachim? So the Brisk Rav explains that it's talui on how you view the wine that comes with the minchas nesachim. Is it part of the korban mincha, or is it that just like the zevach that you bring required you to bring a mincha along with it, so too the zevach that you're bringing requires you to bring yayin along with it. And the yayin is not part of the mincha, but the yayin is one of the bells and whistles that needs to come along with the zevach. That's really the issue. So Rashi would hold that the yayin is a chelek of the korban mincha, and therefore if you know there are misnadev to bring a minchas nesachim, so you have to bring the yayin, because that's the definition of mincha. Whereas the Rambam will say, no, yayin is not part of the mincha, yayin is a chiv of the zevach. But if you're misnadev a minchas nesachim, there is no zevach, it's just the minchas nesachim. So if there's no zevach, then there's no chiyuv to bring the yayin. That's the lamdus of the machlokas Rashi and the Rambam when it comes to being misnadiv minchas nesachim. Back in the Gemara, so the Gemara had said, so what's the whole chiddush we learned from all of this is that there's an idea of minchas nesachim of nedava of a minchas nesachim. So says Gemara, instead of giving me this whole chargadion, how to plug in all these nafkaminas with all the five shitos, just tell me Rava's din, and I'll know that there's such a din of a nedava of a minchas nesachim. V'nashmi inon k'derava. Why don't you just tell me? Yeah, we hold like Rava. We have to go through this whole thing about which of the five shitos is gonna say a malalo yeret on a nedav of minchas nesachim, which ones will say a malalo yeret. Who cares? Just tell me the din is like Rava. So says Gemara nesachim abayim imazevach itzrichalei the kamakrav le machra liyamachara. So really, the chiddush is, is, we're changing our answer now. Really, what the chiddush is that according to Rabbi Shimon, when you have nesachim that are brought together with the zevach, that Rabbi Shimon would hold yerdu. Rabbi Shimon would say that they are brought down, that we don't apply im ala lo yered. That's the chiddush. To tell me that according to Rabbi Shimon is yerdu, that's the chiddush. If they're brought a different day, because salka daita chamina, I might have had a havamina. Hol va'omer mar min chasam min iskeim belayla min chasam niskeim lamachar. That since we know the halacha is that when you bring a mincha or nesachim of a karban, the mincha and the nesachim that are connected with a particular animal karban do not need to be brought on the same day as the karban together with the karban. They can be brought the next day, they can be brought that night, they can be brought at different times. So I might have thought, ki nesachim abayim fneas mandamu. I might have thought that should be considered an independent nesachim, that it's not part of a karban, that we should divorce it from the karban and view it as a standalone nesachim. And therefore, modi Rabbi Shimon de lo yardu, Rabbi Shimon should therefore be modi that they're not yori, because that's Rabbi Shimon's geder, that anything that's a standalone nesachim, anything that's standalone mincha, is lo yered. So I might have thought to include that as well. Therefore, kamash lo, comes tell me that no matter, even though you're bringing it much later, you're bringing it a day later, 10 days later, whenever you happen to be bringing it, even though you're bringing it much later, it's still connected to the karban, and if it's connected to the karban, it's not subject to the rule of imala lo yered, and you would be morid it from the mizbeach. Now this idea of the nesachim im hazevach, that you don't need to bring the nesachim literally with the zevach, you could bring them the next day, you could bring them that night, is that a din lechatchila, or is that only a din b'diavad? So we discussed this early in the mesachta, but just to remind ourselves, Rashi in Meseches Tmura and Daf Yudalid suggests that this idea is only a din b'diavad, that lechatchila, a person should certainly bring the nesachim together with his zevach. Tosos in Meseches Rosh Hashanah is mechalek in the following way, between a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur. He says, when it comes to a carbon yachid, so even the chachila you could bring it 10 days later. It doesn't make a difference. You can bring the nesachim whenever you want. On a carbon yachid, you just got to bring them. Whereas by a carbon sibur, he says, you need to bring the nesachim together with the zevach. You cannot delay it at all. You have to bring it together with the zevach. Why? What's the chilek between a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur? So Tosos, this is a Tosos in Meseches Rosh Shana and Daf Lamed Amud Beis, Tosos explains that the reason is because Karbanos Tzibur require Shira, and you only say Shira when there's Yayin Bizman Achila V'Shtia. When you have Achila and Shtia, you have Yayin present, and you have Achila along with it. So there's only going to be Shira when there's both a Karban and Yayin. And therefore, if you were to delay the Nesachim, which includes the Yayin, until the next day, you're going to be foregoing the opportunity to say Shira. So you're going to be mevatel on the mitzvah of Shira. And therefore, he says, by a carbon sibur, you can't be mevatel on the mitzvah of Shira, so you need to go and you need to bring the nesachim right away. The Rambam seems to imply, Mishnah Lamelech is medayik from the Rambam, that lechachilo, you're allowed to bring the nesachim different days later on, and the Rambam is not mechalik between a carbon yachid and a carbon sibur. He thinks lechachilo, you can bring it whenever you want. So three basic shitos. Rashi says, no, lechachilo, you're always supposed to bring it that day. You're never really supposed to bring it at a later day. Tosa says, lechachila, you're supposed to bring it that day only by a carbon sibur, by a carbon yachid, lechachila, you could even bring it other days. And the Rambam says, no, this is a din lechachila, that you could bring it whenever you want. The Torah Evan disagrees with Tosos. He holds that Shira should not be the determining factor. He doesn't think that Shira should matter. Because the way the Torah Evan sees it is that the Mechayiv of Shira is not the Karban. The Mechayiv of Shira is having Yayin and the Karban together. If you don't have Yayin and the Karban together, you never had a Mechayiv of Shira. So if you don't have a Mechayiv of Shira, it's not a Bittul Mitzvah of Shira. It's... If I'm never in a situation to do a mitzvah, if I don't own a house, I'm not mevatel the mitzvah of mezuzah or the mitzvah of makkah. I don't own a house on which I have to put a mezuzah or a makkah. Elamai, if I buy a house and then I don't put a mezuzah or a makkah, that would be a problem. But says the Torah Evan, this is much more similar to not owning a house in the first place. The mechayiv isn't the karban. The mechayiv is the combination of the karban together with the yayin. That's how the Torah Evan even understands the mechayev of Shira, and therefore he disagrees with Tosa's application. Now Minchas Chinuch explains Shitas Rambam that says the Chachila you can bring it whenever you want. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Tzadi Tes explains that even though there's a Rambam in Klei Hamikdash, in Paragimel of Klei Hamikdash, where the Rambam writes that Nesachim that are Bam Bifnei Atzmam, you don't say Shira, right? You don't say Shira and Nesachim are Bam Bifnei Atzmam, and therefore ask the Minchas Chinuch essentially Tosa's Kasha on the Rambam, how can you allow yourself to bring the Nesachim separately from the Karban? Aren't you, after all, going to be mafsid the Shira? So he says that maybe the Rambam Klei HaMikdash is only if you bring the Yayin literally alone, but not if the Yayin is together with the Karban Mincha. So as long as you bring the Mincha and the Yayin together, maybe that's enough for Shira. That's what he's going to suggest in the Shittas Rambam. Again, according to the Torah Yaven, not a kasha to begin with. It's not a bitul mitzvah of Shira. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch suggests, that no, maybe we could accept Tosa's idea that if you're bringing the carbon in such a way where you're not going to have Shira, that is problematic. We don't want that to happen. But nevertheless, it's maybe there still is a chi of Shira when you have Yayin and the Mincha together. Maybe that's all you really need to have Shira. Okay, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. Elu im alu lo yerdu. So continuing our discussions of im alu lo yerdu, the following kinds of psulim are the psulim that could happen that if it's still brought in the mizbeach, you are not morited from the mizbeach. And they are as follows: halan is something that was left overnight, v'hayotze, something that was brought beyond the location where it was supposed to be brought, v'atame became tame, v'shenishchad chutzlzmano, something shechted beyond its rightful time, chutzlzmakomo, or shechted outside of its rightful place, v'shekiblu psulim v'zorkas damo, where people who were pasul were makabel the dam and zorik the dam. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shenishchat b'layla. Rabbi Yehuda says that there are three exceptions. There are three cases where im Allah that it's going to be teire, that you are going to bring it down. So Rabbi Yehuda says the following three cases: shenishchat b'layla, v'nishpach dama, v'yatza dama chutz l'klayim, im also teire. The Gemara is going to have to explain why these three are different than any other psul. So we're going to see that in today's Gemara, right? But Rabbi Yehuda says these three are an exception where im also teire. Other psulim, you're right, im also lo teire. But these three psulim, I hold, Rabbi Yehuda says, im also teire. Rabbi Shimon holds lo teired. Rabbi Shimon, that in these three cases also lo teired. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon's formulation of the geder of what is teired, what's not, is as follows: Kol shepsulo b'kodesh, hakodesh mekablo. Any kind of psul where the psul happened by kodesh, the kodesh is mekabelit. Lo hayup, meaning im also lo teired. If the psul was b'kodesh, im also lo teired. This is fundamentally different than the last mission. You have to realize, in the last mission we also discussed the geder of alo lo yered. In the last mission we were discussing which types of karbanos are subject to the rule. Over here we're talking about what kinds of psulim, what kinds of problems happen to the karbanos that would make it subject to the rule of im also lo teired. It's a totally different, so it's not a steer in Rabbi Shimon, right? A totally different discussion. Right? Over here we're talking about what kinds of problems create issues of him also lo teired. So Rabbi Shimon says, Kol shepsul b'kodesh hakodesh mekablo. As long as the psul happened b'kodesh, so then the kodesh is mekabelit, and therefore him also lo teired. But lo haya psul b'kodesh, ein hakodesh mekablo. If it wasn't psul b'kodesh, if the psul didn't happen b'kodesh, then the kodesh is not mekabelit, and therefore it would be yored. Ve'elu shelo haya psul b'kodesh. What are examples of psulim that are not b'kodesh? They are Haroveya, Vanirva, animals involved in bestiality, Vamukta, set aside for Avodah Zarah, Vanevar, or worshipped as Avodah Zarah, Vaesnan, used to pay Zona, Vamechir, right, as a Mechir Kelev, Vaklayim, Vatrefa, an animal that's Klayim, or a Trefa animal, Vayotze Dofen, when that was a cesarean section, Ubali Mumin, an animal that's a Balmum. All of those things are not Psulim Bakodesh. Now, what does Psulim Bakodesh mean exactly? We have a three-way Machlokes Rishonim. I think we've discussed previously. Rashi simplest over here, Psulim Bakodesh, Mishabas Ali Azara, Nifsala. Something that after it came to the Azara became Pasul means Psul Bakodesh. If it became Pasul before it came into the Azara, it's not Psul Bakodesh. So an animal that was involved in bestiality was most likely involved in bestiality before it came into the Azara. So it's not Psul Bakodesh. A Muktza, Nevet, all those things things happen before it comes into the Azara. So it's not Psula B'Kodesh. Balimum, before it comes into the Azara, not Psula B'Kodesh. That's Rashi's Geder. Let's read a little weiter, then we'll go through some of the other Rishonim maybe. Rabbi Kiva Machshir B'Balimum. Rabbi Kiva says Balimum are kosher. Rabbi Chini, meaning Balimum are called Psula B'Kodesh, meaning or at least, I don't know if necessarily they're called Psula B'Kodesh, but Im Allah Lo Yerid on Balimum. Machshir in this parak is not always going to mean that the carbon is really a good carbon. It just means that you don't bring it down from the mizbeach and get rid of it. That it's imala lo yered. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim Omer Dochaya Abba as balimumin Mel Gabe Mizbeach. Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim says, you know, I come from a family of Kohanim that have a lot of experience in the Beis Hamikdash, and my father would never leave balimumin on the mizbeach. He would always be morid it from the mizbeach. So the practice, he says, you should know, the practice was to be morid balimumin from the mizbeach. Kishem Shem Allah Yerdu. Actually, before we get to the next line in the Mishnah, so he mentioned that there's a machlokas rishonim how to understand im Allah lo yered. There, the Rashi's definition, like we said, is any time the psul happens in the azara. The machlokas rishonim how to understand psula b'kodesh. The definition of the term psula b'kodesh. So Rashi says any time the psul happens in the kodesh, that's psula b'kodesh. Tosfos explains that Tosfos over here, I think, refers you back. Kol Shapsula B'Kodesh, he says, look back to where I wrote Daf Samaches Amud Beis. So Tosfos explains that the psul that a psul that happens after it's Niskadish B'Klishares, which is after the Shechita, that's Psula B'Kodesh. Not necessarily location in the Azara, but at what point in the process, once it's already Kodesh, once the animal is ready in the Skadesh. Tosfos also says another possibility that anytime there's a hechsher to the psul, like a tameh sheishla that has a hechsher b'karban tzibur, right? That's the definition of psul b'kodesh. Anything that there's a way to get around that psul, there's some exception to that psul is psul b'kodesh, and anything that has no exception, like a roveh v'nirva, is not psul b'kodesh. That's how to define the geder. Now, what's the problem with Rashi's pshat? Rashi sounds so correct. Psul B'Kodesh sounds like it's a matter of where it became possible. Ba'Kodesh, in the Kodesh. So what's wrong with Rashi's Pshat? So Tosfos and Daf Samaches Amud Beis, that Tosfos over here refers you back to, and the Shittim Kvetzes over here in Osei, ask on Rashi that Roveya V'Nirva aren't necessarily going to fit, because what if you have a case of Roveya V'Nirva B'Toch Azara? What if you have an animal that was Roveya V'Nirva inside the Azara? So the Halach is in Olu Yerdu, it was Psul B'Kodesh, it was in the Azara, so that's not going to fit. Also, Shechitas Darum, the Gemara Masechet Mila says that Rabbi Shimon is Moda, that Im Ola Yered on Shechitas Darum, when you did the Shechita in the south and you were supposed to do it in the north, even though Shechitas Darum is also in the Azara, so isn't that called Psula B'Kodesh? So why would it be Im Ola Yered? It should be Im Ola Lo Tered. And Shidun Kvetz also talks about Midin Malika B'Sakin. The Mishnah says that it's Matam Beis Abliya. According to Rashi, it should have been Psula B'Kodesh. Malika B'Sakin, because it happened in the Kodesh. So that's what leads Tosfos to say that the Geder must be a little different than Rashi's Geder. So how's Rashi going to defend himself? So Brisker Rav explains that what Rashi means is any psul that's only shayich in the Azara is called psul b'kodesh. A psul that could be shayich outside the Azara, or it could be shayich in the Azara also, is not called psul b'kodesh. Psul b'kodesh is not purely a location din, according to Rashi. Psul b'kodesh is a din that needs the location in order to have the psul. That's the definition of psulo b'kodesh. So that's how the Brisker Rav defends Rashi. It has to have a shaychus. The psul has to be connected to the Azara. Roveya v'nirva is a psul wherever it happens. So it's not, even though it might happen in the Azara, it's certainly not connected in any way to the Azara. Now, the Achronim have raised the kasha. According to Tosfos, a psul b'kodesh means a psul that happens after it's in Skadish b'kli shares, which is after the shechita. So why, when it's nishchat b'layla, according to Rabbi Shimon, or machsheves chutz l'zman chutz l'mekomo, according to everybody, why im ala lo yered? That psul happens together with the shechita. It doesn't happen after the shechita. So why would that be called psul b'kodesh, where im ala lo yered, if the psul happened together with the shechita? So that's the issue of the Achronim. Achronim deal with whether you could say a bun ka'achas kind of vart, that it's considered that it happens after the shechita because it comes together with the shechita. Okay, let's go weiter. Now says the Mishnah weiter, k'shem shem alu lo yardu, kachem yardu lo yalu. Just like we have a din that anything that was brought on the mizbeach doesn't get brought down, we also have a din anything that was brought down that came off of the mizbeach doesn't get brought back up on the mizbeach. If it was a puzzle that came off the mizbeach, you don't put it back on. The kulan sha'alu chayim l'rosh mizbeach yardu. Anything that went live onto the mizbeach, a live animal wanders onto the mizbeach, so then we're going to say yardu. We're not going to say, oh, once it's on there, you got to leave it there. What if you shecht an ola that goes up live on the mizbeach, you bring it down. Shachta b'rosh mizbeach. If you shecht an animal on the rosh mizbeach, yafshet v'yintachel b'mekoma. So then you skin it and you cut it up into the different pieces, into the evarim, on its place. You don't bring it down from the mizbeach if it's already been shechted on the mizbeach. But an animal that walks live onto the mizbeach is brought down from the mizbeach. So we had a couple of dinim over here. First is we had such a lashon that just like if you bring something on the mizbeach, it's not yored, so too if something is yored, you don't bring it back on the mizbeach. So I understand the din. Something is yored, don't bring it back on. What's the kashem? Kashem is a little bit perplexing. So Sfasemis has a suggestion that he quickly rejects, where he says that maybe the kashem means as follows, that just like the halacha of imol lo yerdu is only in a way where you're ola al menas l'kadsha, where you put it up on the mizbeach with the intention of being mekadesh it, because klik sharis are only mekadesh midas, so to the mizbeach is only mekadesh midas, so you're putting it on the mizbeach with the intention to be mekadesh it, so to the halacha of im yerdu lo yalu is only if it was brought down bekavana, that it came off of the mizbeach bekavana. But if it fell off the mizbeach on its own, then you would be oled back on the mizbeach, you would be malid back on the mizbeach. But then the Sfasemis proves that it's not true, that there's no difference really whether it's Yorid Bekavana or not Yorid Bekavana. So he says that would be a great suggestion of what the Kashem means, but he says not true. So Biri Adafovir quotes some of the Achronim, Nesivos HaKodesh, who suggests that the Mishnah is coming to be Mechadesh, that the Yisod of the Din, that Im Alu Lo Yerdu, is not because we view the Aliyah Legabi Mizbeach to be the Tchilas HaKrava, meaning Imalo Yardu, one could have said, why is it Imalo Yardu? Because you already started that Krava. Once the process starts, it cannot be aborted. If that were true, then if it were to fall off the Mizbeach, you should have to put it back on. Because once the process started, you're not allowed to abort the process. However, what is the Din? The din is that the mizbeach is zoche behen, meaning that kol zman that something is on the mizbeach, there's a zechus of the mizbeach to have those items. When it's not on the mizbeach, the zechus is paka, the zechus goes away. So that's why there's a connection between these dinim. If you understand the lamdos of im alu lo yerdu, that it's not a din in the tchilas hakravar, but it's just a din in the zechus of mizbeach, so then you'll understand im yerdu lo yalu, because the zechus of the mizbeach was nifka, and therefore it's not going to be an issue. The Chazon Ish points out, we discussed whether the mizbeach, as far as I was mentioned, whether the mizbeach is mekadesh things that you don't put there midas. Chazon Ish points out that you see from our Mishnah that where it talks about a live animal going on the mizbeach, that the mizbeach is mekadesh even if it's olamei atzma on the rosh mizbeach, meaning the fact that you don't need kiddush mizbeach, you don't need midas in order for the mizbeach to be mekadesh. Otherwise, what's the kiddush of the live animal what's the chiddush of the live animal that it's teirid? Of course, it's teirid. If you need das, the live animal obviously walks on the mizbeach, doesn't have das. Okay, let's get moving here. We're going to have to just make sure we finish the daf. Maybe we'll come back to stuff later. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said that there were three exceptions. That which is Nishcha Pelayla, that which is Nishpach Dama, and that which is Yatza Dama Chutz L'Klaim, those are going to be Teirid. Those are not going to be subject to the rule of Mal Lo Yered. So Rabbi Yehuda says, because there are three Miyutim in Pasuk. Zos, He, Ha'ola, Harei Elu Gimel Miyutin. Those are three exclusionary terms. Prat l'shenishchata b'layla, excluding case where it's shechted b'layla, v'shenishmach dam, excluding case where the dam was spilled, v'shiyatza dam, chutz l'klayim, she'im also teirid. In all those cases, if it goes up on the mizbeach, if the carbon goes up on the mizbeach, you bring it down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon who said that kol shepsul b'kodesh, the kodesh is mekabel, Rabbi Shimon says, ola, eini ala ola k'sheira. Now from the word ola, I would only know that an ola k'sheira is not brought down from the mizbeach. Minayim l'rab How do I know to include all of these cases in the rule of Imalsalo Teirid? Minayin, how do I know that they're included as well? Tamalomar Torah Sa'ola. Riba Torah Achas L'Kola Olin Shim Olu Lo Yerdu. That it's Torah Achas for anything that's all on the Mizbeach. That anything that's all on the Mizbeach, any of those, whatever it was, 10 cases we just mentioned, Im Olu Lo Yerdu. Oh, if it's anything, then I might think to include also Yachal Shani Marbe, even the things that are not Psula B'Kodesh. Even the Roveya, the Nirva, V'Amukta, V'Aneva, V'Eslon, U'Mukhir, U'Klayim, U'Trefa, V'Yotzei Dolphin. I might think to include those items that are not psul b'kodesh. Again, Rabbi Shimon Sol Gedder was psul b'kodesh versus not psul b'kodesh. Tamalomar, zos. That's why there's an exclusionary term to tell me, no, we have an inclusionary term to include that which is psul b'kodesh, an exclusionary term to exclude all those examples of not psul b'kodesh, and that's how Rabbi Shimon arrives at his shita. Okay, so you have a riboy and a miut. How do you know that the riboy is for psul b'kodesh things and miut is for not psul b'kodesh things? Umari isa l'rabu s'aselu l'hotzi aselu. What made you decide to include psul b'kodesh and exclude not psul b'kodesh? So acha shariba ha'kasav umiyet. He says it's just logical. If the Torah gives me a riboy and it gives me a miut, marba anias elu shoy psul b'kodesh, motzi anias elu shloy psul b'kodesh. It's just logical that we should include those things that are psul b'kodesh, that whose psul is related to the azara and to what happened in its hakrava process, as opposed to those things that are just bad, those things that have psulim that are just fundamentally flawed. Those are the ones that obviously are less likely to be allowed to remain on the mizbeach. It's just logical that those things should be taken off on the mizbeach. So if you have to divide it into two simple categories, those are the most logical categories. That's Rabbi Shimon's view. Again, Rabbi Yehuda we're not done with yet though, because what did Rabbi Yehuda say? That yeah, for the most part, imalu lo yerdu. But I have three miyutim to tell you imalu yerdu in three specific cases. Rabbi Yehuda, where does Rabbi Yehuda know that the other psulin that imalu lo yerdu, that the other psulin mentioned in the Mishnah, besides for his three big exceptions? How does he know imalu lo yerdu? Rabbi Yehuda maisi la mehacha. Mimrema amru lan bidam kasher. Why do we assume that when there's a psulina on the dam that it's kasher? Shari lan kasher be'emurin. Because lina by emurin is also going to be kasher. Again, over here by kasher doesn't mean kasher. We always have to keep that in mind. Kasher in this parak most often means im alu lo yerdu. So how do I know that if there was a lina on the dam that the carbon is im alu lo yerdu? Because we say that by the emurin. Lan be emurin kasher. How do I know that im alu lo yerdu when there's lina on the emurin, when the emurin are left overnight? Shari lan kasher bebasar. Because we find that basar of a carbon is subject to Malo Yerdu. Where do we find basar? That there's no psulina on basar of a carbon. Where do we find there's no psulina on basar of a carbon? Carbon shlam could be eaten for 2 days. So by definition, it went through a night, and yet it's still kasher. So therefore, we can learn from the carbon shlamim, from the basar of the carbon shlamim, to the emurim and to dam, that also the psulina is not going to ruin it to the effect that imal lo yardu. But it will still be a problem by the dam and the emurim, by the basar, obviously, of the shlamim. It's not even a problem. That's just what you're supposed to do. Yotzei, shay yotzei kasher bebama. How do I know that yotzei imalu lo yerdu? Because we do find an exception that yotzei is kasher bebama. What does it mean yotzei is kasher bebama? It means there's no psul yotzei by abama. Obviously, there's no location. Abama is, by definition, it's yotzei. Abama is outside of the mikdash. So there's no psul of yotzei when it comes to abama. Tamei, why? How do I know tamei is imalu lo yerdu? Because we find that Tameh is sometimes allowed. We allow for Avod Tzibur, Tumas Hutra B'Tzibur. So since we will allow it sometimes, therefore it shows that it's on a higher level than your common psul of Roveh, Venirva, or whatever else. Chutz Lizmano, Hol Meratza L'Pigulo. Chutz Lizmano comes to tell me that now this is an interesting idea. Chutzlis mano, since chutzlis mano is enough to create pigel, so that shows a certain mila to it. Now, pigel is a very bad thing. But remember, we say when it comes to pigel, that the only time something can become pigel is if everything else is nasik mitzvah, so everything else is done properly. And then it can become pigel. So you need a certain ritzoi to create pigel. Without that ritzoi, you don't have pigel. So chutzlis mano is meratza the pigulo. Chutzlis mekomo, hold the iskish l'chutzlis mano. Chutzlis mekomo is compared to chutzlis mano, and that's why we would say chutzlis mekomo is im alu lo yerdu. On the chutzlis mekomo chutzlis mano issue, the Mishnah Melech says you see something fascinating from our Gemara. This idea of a psul being of the psul only being chal if all the matirim are done properly, is that only done by pigul or is that a din by chutzlis mekomo also? So Mishnah Melech says he wasn't sure. He raised the suffix whether it's a din. Maybe for the psul of chutzlis mekomo you need everything else to be done properly also. So he says from our Gemara you see that it's only on machsheva chutzlis mano that we say that that you need ritzui. That's where you need all the matirim to be in line, not by chutzlis mekomo. Otherwise we should have just said by chutzlis mekomo also. The same thing we say by chutzlis mano, hol the meratza le pigulo or whatever, le meratza le psulo. But we don't. We say hol the iskish le chutzlis mano. So it's only the hekish that brings it into the parsha. Shekiblu psulim v'zarkas damo, bahanak psuli dechazal avodas tzibur. Those are psulim that are roi for avodas. We're talking about the kinds of psulim, the kinds of people who are pasul but are still roi for avodas tzibur. So those kinds of psulim are obviously going to be on a higher level. And therefore, it will be im alu lo yerdu. So ask the Gemara, wait a second. Along the line, we learned from the basra of the shlamim. So we said, by the basra of the shlamim, since it could be eaten for the second day, you see there's no psul lina, memela hu adin by the dam and the emurim. But ask the Gemara, v'chidan davar shelo b'achshero midavar shebachshero. What do you mean? The basra of the shlamim is supposed to be left for the second day. It's not, oh, if you leave it for the second day, it's kosher. No, that's the zman of the shlamim. So how can you learn something that's lo b'achshero by the dam and the emurim that go through lina and from basra shlamim, which is which has no issue of lina? Or a bama yotze by a bama where it's not at all a problem. There's no psul to begin with. So Tana Azos Torah Sa'ola Riba Samachlei. Yeah, we're using a combination of the svaras that we said and the asmachta of Zos Torah Sa'ola to tell me that everything is really included. So you don't really need such detailed inclusionary ideas because everything's really included in Malotir unless you have a miyut, which Rabbi does a miyut only by three specific cases. Okay.